New York City residents receive absentee ballots with wrong names, return addresses. By Joshua Kaplan on September 29, 2020. New York City officials have mailed absentee ballots with the wrong names and addresses on the return envelopes as fears grow over potential fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The Associated Press reports. The faulty ballots were sent to an unknown number of voters in Brooklyn and could result in ballots being voided if voters sign their own name on return envelopes bearing different names. More than 140,000 ballots have already been sent out so far across the borough. It was unclear how many people got the wrong envelopes. The New York City Board of Elections blamed the problem on the vendor hired to print and mail the ballots for voters in Brooklyn and Queens. Board of Elections Executive Director Michael J. Ryan said the proper ballots and envelopes would get to voters before the November 3 election. Ryan didn't immediately describe how that would happen, how much it would cost, or what would happen if voters had already mailed their completed ballot back in the provided envelopes. We are determining how many voters have been affected, but we can assure that the vendor will address this problem in future mailings and make sure people who received erroneous envelopes receive new ones, Ryan said in a statement. The AP's report comes one day after the New York Post said Queens voters received mail-in ballots marked for military use even though recipients never served in the armed forces. There's just mass confusion about these ballots and what people are supposed to do with them, Democrat Van Bramer told the Post. People were already not trusting this process and they were already not trusting the Board of Elections to count the ballot right. This apparent typo just has everyone confused and believing these are invalid ballots, he added. It's absolutely outrageous that when everyone is watching them, they still screw up the most basic thing, which is printing the ballot correctly. On Sunday evening, an undercover Project Veritas video showed an operative allegedly linked to freshman Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, bragging on Instagram of multiple ballots that he acquired. The following day, President Donald Trump weighed in on the video, calling on state officials to probe into the alleged ballot harvesting operation in Minneapolis. This is totally illegal, the president tweeted. Hope that the U.S. attorney in Minnesota has this, and other of her many misdeeds, under serious review? If not, why not?